पुंजीधा मृदी धनम कुर्वन्नेवाह कर्माणि जिजीविषेच्छतं समा एवं तैनान्नथेतोऽस्ति न कर्माणि प्रति नरे असूर्या नामते लोका अन्धेन तमसा भृतः तां स्त्रीभृत्याभिगच्छन्ति ये के चात्महनो जनः अनेजदेकं मनसो जवीयो नैनद्देवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमरसत् तद्ध्यावतन्नानत्तीति तिष्ठत्तस्मिन्नपो मातरिष्णाति तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरे तद्भन्तिके तद्भन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदुसर्वशाशवायतः जस्तु सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्नेवानुपस्सति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानं ततो न विजुगुप्सते जस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्नेवाभूद्विजानतः तत्र को मोहा अशोक एकत्वम् अनुपस्सतः सपर्जगाक्षिक्रमकायमब्रण मस्नाभिदं शुद्धमपापविध्यं कबीर्मनीषी परिभूषाम्भू जाथा तथोर्थान् मददाच्छासति भस्समाप्य अन्धं तमप्रविशन्ति जीविद्यामुपासते ततो भूय ईवते तमो जाउ विद्यायां रता अन्नाद्धीबाहु विद्यया अन्नद्राहु अविद्यया इति सुषमाधीरण जीनस्तद्विचक्षिरे विद्यां च विद्यां च जस्तद्वेदोभयं सह अविद्यया मृतं तीर्था विद्यया मृतमस्मृते अन्नं तमः प्रविशन्ति ये सम्मुदेवपासते ततो भूय ईवते तम जाउ सम्मुक्तां रतः
Page 14, in the middle, almost the middle of the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. The Vedas are not known like that. The Vedic knowledge was originally imparted into the heart of Brahma, the first created living being. And Brahma, in his turn, disseminated the knowledge to his sons and disciples, who have continued the process down through history.
Formally, the spiritual master, the disciplic succession, there are two ways. One is called Shukra and another is called Sutra. Shukra means succession from the seminal, just like sun. Sun is born by the seminal. And the disciple is born by Vedic knowledge. So, the one, family-wise, he is called Shukra. Shukra means seminal, coming from the Shukra. And the other is Sutra, by hearing. The spiritual master, in India still, there are Gotras. Gotras means coming from that great sage, just like our family belongs to the Gautam Gotra. Gautam Rishi, from him, the family-wise Gotra, and similarly disciplic succession is also gotra. There is no difference between putra and chhatra. Putra means son, and chhatra means disciple. Chanaka Pandit says, putrancha sishyancha. They are equally treated. Both of them equally eligible for hereditary rights from the person, either his son or disciple. So Brahma distributed knowledge to some, practically everyone was his son because he was the first living creature. So later on, disciples also, son's son. So in this way, Brahma distributed this Vedic knowledge, some to the sons, some to the Vyasadeva also. He distributed knowledge, some to his sons, some to his disciples. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the process of disseminating Vedic knowledge. Then,
the Lord being pranam, or all perfect, there is no chance of his being subjected to the laws of material nature, while living entities and inanimate objects are all controlled by the laws of nature, and thus ultimately by the potency of the Lord. The Ishopanishad is a part of the Yajur Veda.
There are four Vedas: Sham Veda, Yajur Veda, Rig Veda, and Atharva Veda. Originally there was one Veda, but later on Vyasadeva divided them into four. So Yajur Veda is one of the Vedas, and the Isha-Upanishad is stated there. All the Upanishads are stated in the different kinds of Vedas. Therefore Upanishad is accepted as Vedic study.
Upanishad is a part of the Yajur Veda, and as such it contains information as to the proprietorship of all things that exist within the universe.
Just like evidence. Evidence, now you can see that. Evidence, whenever we want to give evidence, just like in law court, the evidence, you have to cite the section or the preamble of the laws. Similarly, in our human civilization, evidence is Veda. If you find something stated in the Vedas, that you have to accept, that's all. Axiomatic truth. And because the Vedas were particularly studied by the Brahmins, high-class qualified Brahmins, therefore they are also accepted as authority. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was at Puri, the king of that place, Maharaj Pratabrudra, he inquired from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what is your opinion about this Chaitanya who has come here? He said that he is the Supreme Personality of God. So the king immediately accepted it. King said, he is Supreme Personality of God. So he accepted him just like that. There is no question of experimenting. Because an authority like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is stating the Brahmin, and he was very learned scholar, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's name. Because he said that he is Supreme Personality, he did not ask any storekeeper, but he asked a learned Brahmin who knows things. So similarly, we have to accept in that way. In each and every case, if we want to research, it is not possible, because our senses are blunt senses. What you can do? Achinta khaluje bhava natas tarkina jujaye. The Shastra said The things which are beyond your conception, beyond your mental speculation, abang manasa gochar, neither you can express by words, neither you can think of, abang manasa gochar. So such things, it is useless. Try to understand by arguments. That is simply nonsense. You can, of course, inquire, but that inquiry is not challenge. If you inquire from your spiritual master by challenge, then it is your misfortune. You have to inquire from the spiritual master, that is indicated as sivaya, by service, by making him satisfied. Tadviddhi pranipatena privrasnena sivaya. First of all, you have to surrender, and then you have to please him by service. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. If you can please him, then naturally Krishna is pleased upon you. That is the injunction. So, this prasna, first of all, you should find out somebody where you can surrender. If there is duplicity in surrender, that is useless. First of all, see whether you can surrender there. Then accept him, spiritual master. And then please him by your service and inquire. That is Vedic principle. Thank you very much. Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charya Shtatara Sadasima Dakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki Jai Rama Charya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prema Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Swami Kund Radha Kund Giriwardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Swami Vita Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai All glories to the Asamal Devotee. All glories to the Asamal Devotee. All glories to the Asamal Devotee. Thank you very much.